I swear, the look on his face, so fucking precious. Oh my goodness. I just wanted to take him there and then. Oh, hey, Rumi. What you doing? You still on your phone again? I mean, you've pretty much been predictable at this point. No, we were just talking about, this cute dude who I may have had a little bit of fun with the other night. Would you like to see him? Okay then. Well, you're not missing out on much, because as adorable as he is, he's not that very good in bed. But you know what? He just needs a little bit of practice. Maybe I can teach him. Oh, don't blush like that. Come on. It's perfectly normal to just talk about these things regularly. I mean, sure, we're not best friends yet, but we've been practically living together for how many months now? So, some of my business can be your business, and some of your business can be my business. Speaking of which, you know what I've noticed? You're one adorable fucking guy. But you don't seem to be seeing anyone. I'm only asking for a friend. No, seriously, I'm asking for a friend. I won't tell which one, but well, if you tell me a little bit more about your current relationship situation, maybe I'll tell you a little bit more about who she is. Besides, well, she wouldn't want to be embarrassed if you're already taken or anything, right? Exactly. So, a deal's a deal. Now, are you single, seeing someone in a serious relationship that we don't know about, or, things are up in the air? Really? Intriguing. Tell me more. Why not? It's actually a good idea if you tell us more about her. Otherwise we might get into awkward situations. You know what I mean? Well, my friend and this mystery girl you're talking about, anyways. Okay, well, I'll tell you one thing about her, but you have to promise that you are not gonna go snooping around, okay? Okay, well. She is actually one of our neighbors, and that's all you're gonna find out. Okay, so now tell me about her. Just a little bit, come on. Like, does she work near here? How did you meet? Is she a student? Okay, well. How long have you guys been speaking? 2 months? Well, why haven't we seen her yet? Not invited her? Have you guys been on dates or. You haven't done anything? But why, dude? Seriously? Let me put you in on a secret, okay? That's a little bit worrying. 2 months of talking on the phone and just on the phone and not like inviting her, seeing her, anything. Does she like, okay. Is she always busy or? I'm sorry, what? You haven't worked up the courage, dude. It's been 2 months. You and her have been speaking for quite a bit. And I mean, I notice because every single time we eat dinner, you're looking at your phone. Come on, man. Why are you shy? Really? I guess this is just you growing out of your awkward phase then, right? But you still have a little bit of your remnants, such as the incredible ability to not ask a girl out when it's quite clear that she might be into you. Do you think she's into you? No. Well, how come? I mean, she seems to be quite responsive to you. Yes, but I mean, if I'm being honest, a girl is not gonna waste her time like that when she does, if, you know, if or when she doesn't like you. Also, I would say that if you continue down this path of not asking her out, she might actually be thinking that she's wasting her time and might just leave you if you don't make a move. Time's too short, dude, especially nowadays. So, if you like her, go ahead and ask. I mean, you've been spending 2 months messaging her. Perhaps there's something there. Perhaps there's potential. Would you like to stay stagnant this entire time? Exactly. You know what I think you need? A bit more confidence. And you know why I think you lack a little bit of confidence? And, you know, I might be just rude. And you can stop me anytime and I will shut the fuck up. I know it's not my business, but I just want to help. You know what I mean? Like, see these girls, they have been, you know, going through some ups and downs in their relationships and call me a magician, but I have worked a couple of miracles on them. So, again, I might be overstepping my bounds. So just let me know. But for all intents and purposes, I have no ill intentions. I am just here to help. Okay? Okay. Are you a virgin? It really just shows with the, you know, everything. The way you look away when one of us is changing clothes, like very simple stuff. You sort of gawk and then you turn away really quickly. It tells me that you're not quite used to seeing a woman's body yet. What else? The way you're just so gentlemanlike. I mean, that's one of your like glowing characteristics. But also, it could be why you're a little bit shy, you know? And don't get me wrong. I think you have absolute game if you would just have the confidence to give yourself a little bit of credit. Okay. I will tell you one more thing about this girl, all right? She's super pretty, super fucking hot. In fact, I may or may not have had a very, very fun time with her a couple of months ago, and that's probably why we're talking a lot still. Super casual, but you know, I mean, you know me. And I think you've seen my tastes. Yeah, just think about who you've seen me with these past couple of weeks, months, whoever. And like, see if she's your type. Oh, that's so flattering. No, really. I pride myself in picking some really, really good ones. Some of them have red flags, but you know what? We try to get out of there as soon as we can. But you know, if you're into the women I'm into, then you definitely could be into this girl too. Now, why am I saying this when, you know, you have this other girl? Are you thinking about options? No, I just think it's very cute of you, and that's a step forward. See, you really need to have a little bit more confidence in yourself because if I'm being honest, every girl in this room right now with me would be willing to suck your dick if you ask them to. A little bit forward, and you are. I can practically feel the heat on your cheeks, but I'm honest. We may or may not have talked about you a couple of times while you were gone. And we all agree, right, girls? We all agree that you might be packing down there and we would absolutely love to see it. And I'm not gassing you up just for the sake of gassing you up. I mean, you know, like I know I was just talking about your confidence right now, but I'm also gassing you up because what I'm saying is true. You know, you can bag any girl you've ever wanted if you just put a step forward. Put a step forward, pull your pants down, get your cock out. I'm a little bit forward, I know, but when I said I work miracles around these ladies, and their men, and the men they like, and all of these things, yeah, I mean it. So, how about you and I make a deal right now? I prove you wrong. You're telling me you don't have game right now, and I'll prove you wrong by getting on my knees and getting these girls to watch and rating your performance. Yeah. Well, we'll be constructive, okay? I promise you we'll be constructive. But I truly believe if I can prove to you that you've got game, then you absolutely ask this girl you like out. I mean, you don't have to say anything if you don't want to say anything to her, I mean. And to me too, whatever. But what I'm trying to say is that you aren't even in a relationship. You've just been talking for 2 months. So who's to say she might not be checking out her options as well? And besides, you're also interested in this other girl that I've told you about. So what's there to lose, big guy? Come on. You can't tell me right now that you don't like that idea while I'm staring down at your pants and seeing a nice big tent forming. I know what you want. And I would gladly give it to you. But a deal's a deal. If I can prove to you, you go ask that girl out. Yeah? Think of it as a practical lesson in self-confidence. Do we have a deal, sir? I thought so now. Watch me work. There we go. And we'll just get down here and inspect the goods, shall we? What did I say, girls? Didn't I tell you this man's packing? Oh, super cute of you that you think you have no game whatsoever when this, sir, this cock is magnificent. And I've seen a couple, if you know what I mean. I mean, you know I sleep around a lot, so I have authority in these things. And honestly, just the way your cock is standing up right now, the way it's getting so hard and must be aching and pulsing right now, isn't it? Yes, it is. I feel it. Super hot. If this girl actually likes you and you get to dick her down, oh, she's gonna feel so lucky to have this nice big cock. In her hands, in her mouth, in her tight, wet little hole. God, I love the way you twitch. Really, really giving me a lot of potential here. I know that you might be very new to this, but it's okay. If you listen to the way a girl reacts, you'll get it right. And I think you're a really, really good listener. And that's probably why she loves talking to you. Well, I can demonstrate to you how to be a good listener right now. If I, you know, kiss you like this and, oh, relax. I mean, one more thing you have to learn is stamina, aside from listening. But if you know what I mean, if I do this, and I hear you say that or moan like that, then I'll have to follow through with that, right? Fuck. Now, if I go a little bit more.
Oh. Oh. Mm.
Oh. 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 And you sound like that. Then again, that tells me to do a little bit more. If I lick the tip of your cock like this, swirl my tongue around this beautiful head. And you sound like that. Then I should just do a bit more of that, right? But right now, you're moaning with every single move I make. So, what does that tell me? It means I'm in control. And anything I do to you is guaranteed to make you feel good. But if I hit a spot where you're a little bit more silent, then that means I get to slow you down. Because you may want to come immediately. But since I'm in control, I get to slow you down. Almost got you there. Let's slow you down a little bit. Cool you down a little bit. Just so I'm sure that you've learned your lesson. It's a lesson in confidence. And the more you listen to a woman, or to your partner, the more you know exactly what to do. Now let me give you a little bit more confidence. See this girl to my right over here? What does she look like right now? She's flushed. She is squirming, crossing and uncrossing her legs, biting her finger, twirling her hair. You know what that is? That's a woman aroused by what she's seeing. That's a woman who wants in on the action too. But I won't give her to you yet. And I won't give you to her either. You know why? Because tonight you're mine. Exactly. They all get to watch while I have you tonight. Just so I can teach you exactly how you should be. When you're doing everything you can to make this girl you like come. Because if you got it right, she'll be begging to be yours. Now watch her. Watch the girl. Lizzie is squirming more and more, right? Watch her so you can stroke your ego while I stroke your cock with my tongue. Now look at your girl to the left. To the left. Oh, she's not even squirming. She's just straight up touching herself. Can't help but turn into little sluts for a man they absolutely want to get with. But again, they can't have you. And forgive me for being selfish. But won't you rather explain that you've only slept with one roommate instead of five? Exactly. But don't worry. If this relationship with her fails, then you've got like 3 to 5 other girls who are willing to be on their knees for you. Just to get a taste of you. A taste of this nice, delicious big cock. That's it. Absorb every visual you're seeing right now. Feel every sensation I'm giving you right now. Use that to stroke your ego. To build your confidence. To make you feel like you can do anything you ever want. And anyone. Getting close. Good. I want you to give me every jump, okay? Every single drop of this delicious cum just for me, all right? Because right now, you taste 100% delicious, I bet. Every drop of your hot sticky cum must be so fucking delectable. So give it to me. More of that. Oh my goodness, that was delicious. Looks like our little preview made this girl come. Are you okay, girl? Oh, well, are you good? Do you feel better? A little woozy? Oh, that's okay. So, so cute. Well, again, it's up to you if you want to tell her. Whatever. I don't really mind. And again, seeing as you were more interested to get to know who this secret girl I was mentioning was, I think, well, you might not be that committed to her yet. It's okay. Just take it as a sign. You really do got game, dude. Use it wisely, though. Be responsible about it. Because if you don't, then I might have to regret giving you lessons after all. But I think you're cool. I think you'll do well. Just, you know, keep your foot on the ground. Just because all of these girls right now with me wanted to get with you doesn't mean we'll stay like that for very long. Now, Go ahead. Why don't you send her a text message and tell her that you would like to take her out to dinner next week? Why don't you try that, since you're all a little bit high right now? Mm-hmm. Sure. Why not? You can invite her. But, be careful, because I might steal her. I mean, I've seen a picture of her. She's fucking cute, dude. Be careful. Or we can all just have a little threesome together. I'm joking. Partially. We'll see.